I'm CT. When I'm not busy being Arrow the podcaster, I live in the real world. I mean, everybody has to have a job, right? Mine just happens to be CS, customer service. You know, solutions, relationships, while keeping your team pumped up and motivated to keep a constant connection with every single person who has chosen to stop into your location. Episode number 128, New Guy Bill's Bad Week, Old Theft Tricks, and Missing Shopping Carts. This is CTCS.
Transition walk, day number 1 out of 4. Had to get in this forest, man. Whew. I pushed myself hard in that podcast studio today. Hard, and I crossed a lot of lines that, you know, I haven't been across in a long time. So in order to get myself ready, mentally and physically, for CES, got to take the walk. And, you know, the thing is that it's not just a mental thing. It's basically getting your body ready for it, too. We all kind of warm up before we work out. And taking this walk before I put 9 hours on that grocery store floor, yeah, you got to warm up.
You had a full store and only 2 employees?
Yeah.
Three?
No, 2. I had me and 2 cashiers last night, and that was it. And we got our ass rang, dude. I mean, I had a gentleman who was only the second person in line, and he was like, is this all the cashiers you got? And I said, you know, that shit struck a fucking nerve with me.
All the time.
And I kept in my head, I'm like, don't respond, just respond. You know, yeah, I'm sorry, that's all I have. But it came out, this is all I got. If you would like, if you go to self-checkout, I'm going to self-checkout.
Exactly.
So I kind of expected him to go to self-checkout. And I made a point. I was not going to walk off that register. I was going to sit there. And I wanted him to say something smart again.
Yeah.
And he didn't say another fucking word. And I'm glad he didn't, because that wasn't the time. Like, I had to been holding that shit in. And then today's... People don't realize how much fucking babysitting we have to do. And we have a cashier. He's a senior gentleman. And he is the most miserable fucking person I've ever seen in my fucking life. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
All day long, from 7 a.m. till 2 p.m., all I've heard is him bitching and complaining that customers are coming to his line. And I'm like, dude, you need another job. I don't know why in the fuck you're a cashier if you don't want to ring people up. And then he started bullying another senior here today. And I went over there and I was like, fucking stop. I don't want HR in here. I don't want to lose my job. I mean, I'm on day 5 of 6 days.
You're exhausted.
I'm tired. But fucking, you're running, man. Like, we got teenagers, and our teenagers don't even fucking fight as much as our senior people fight as each other.
That's it.
This is one of the most bizarre, idiotic things I've ever heard of in my 4 years of being here at the store. We had somebody on register number 1. They double charged our guest everything. Not one item. We've seen that before several times. But everything. It was like they started all over and they charged him twice. Now, the only thing I can figure out, because I know who the person is that they got frustrated and felt like they needed to start all over. But they didn't void the situation. What they did was they just continued adding up. But the guy got double charged for everything. Can't wait to sit down and have a conversation with this person.
I walk by the desk, and like you, if there's something up here, I'm like, okay, I got to put this shit up before it's going to go bad. And this was 7:30 in the morning. So I'm thinking, all right, someone could pay. So I grab, it's in a green basket, and I put the basket up, and I walk over here, and I put one item back. I come back to grab some more, and this older guy's standing here, and he goes, I just left that. I went out to my car to get my wallet. And I go, oh, okay. And he goes, that gentleman should have told you, like one of our cashiers. I was with him. And I go, well, he didn't see me walk up here to grab it. I go, he didn't have a chance to stop me. And he goes, well, where's my cart? Where's my shopping cart? And I go, there was no cart here. And he goes, I had a cart. And I go, a green basket? And he goes, yeah. and so he goes, that guy should have told you. And I go, it's not his fault, sir. I came up and grabbed it.
Hey, how are you?
I go, I came up and grabbed it and started putting it back because I didn't know what it was here for. And so it became a who's going to get the last word fucking
thing. Okay, yeah.
And he goes, you have a poor attitude. And I go, I don't understand how I have a poor attitude. I'm just explaining to you what happened. And he goes, you're old enough. You know better. And I go, I guess we're going to agree to disagree. And so he made another comment, walked off, and I'm hot. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting on him to come back up and say something else. Mm-hmm. And he comes back later to leave, and he goes,
you have a good day, Bill. And I go, you too. And it was so weird. Like,
a guest comes up to me and shows me a picture of the United States flag. And you can tell the wind is not blowing. And he says, look deeper into that picture. And I said, yeah. I said, I love it when the flag can just sit there and sit still. And he goes, you know what that means, don't you? And I said, no, I really don't, except for it's not windy outside. Being Mars, you know, I would think, you know, in like a lion, out like a lamb. He goes, that's the flag hugging the pole. Oh, man. The one thing that keeps that flag flying, and the flag has taken the time to hug the pole.
See what just happened?
Dude. You talking about the guy trying to get money?
No, no. He was trying to get pays for something. But what happened was is that he wanted the Newport 100s in a box. So as I typed it in, he then reached for the Newport 100s out of my hands.
Hey.
Don't show up, man. I've got the grip of a martial artist. You know, it's like...
Did he grab it?
Yeah, he grabbed it, but nobody didn't get it. Because, and then I go, when you pay, like what happened is I stepped back so that he couldn't grab me.
Right.
And then I said, when you pay the $10.94, then you can have the cigarettes. And then and he declined three times. And then he says, just forget it. But he would, that would have easily been a, he would have picked it.
Yep.
And got walked up and then run out of here.
Transition walk, day number 2 out of 4. Man, I had one hell of a day in the podcast studio today. I talked to a couple of people that just were just mind-blowing. Davis Miller was one of them. He's very good friends with Muhammad Ali, and he's got a couple of books out. Plus, he's also got a podcast, but what an amazing conversation. And then I spent some time with Jonna Mendez, a CIA agent. 20 minutes with her, and you learn a lot about what goes on inside the CIA versus your own personal life. Now I'm on this transition walk, transitioning, going from different mindsets to different mindsets. And I invite you to take one as well, because we all have mood swings. But do you understand them and why you're triggered? And then I'll go to CS. So, whew, that's going to be a Friday. But the good news is, it's going to be a Velvet Taco Friday.
What is this mess, mister?
Fuck.
So this guy comes up and he goes, I want 32 Powerball tickets. And I was like, you want... 32 tickets, not $32, right? And he goes, yeah. So I did the math. I'm like, all right, 32 times 2, right? And he, 60, 64.
$64.
And so I go, Powerball. And he goes, yeah. So I come over here, and you can only print so many on one.
Yeah, 10.
So I print $60, yeah. And I'm getting ready to do the final $8, because he'd won some money, too. I go hit the last $8 ticket, and as soon as he heard me push it, he goes, I don't know what made him say this. He goes, those are Mega Millions, right? And I go, no, I said to you Powerball, and you said, yeah. And then I keyed it in, and he paid, and he's very insistent that he said Mega.
Oh,
and at that point, you know, you try to push him to what they said.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck me running. And I know he saw the look on my face when I printed him the actual Megas, and I'm standing here with a stack of Powerball. And I'm fucked. Like, I mean, I'm probably going to get in trouble. So hopefully I can get some coworkers to buy some. But, I mean...
Well, there's Tristan and me. We play the
game. Yeah, but, man, I was furious because I'm like, no fucking way. Like, I don't remember the last time I fucked up that bad.
I've done that.
I mean, yeah, but I know who you're talking about. That guy's fucked all of us. But this is like, this was clear. I was so fucking mad, man.
The one thing we can't do is feel sorry for new guy Bill with those lottery tickets. And the reason why is because one of the things that I've learned over the past 4 years, when it comes to mistake lottery tickets, people levitate to those. Within 15 minutes, every one of those tickets were sold and it was off the books. So in other words, we weren't going to lose money on this. So people do invest in mistake lottery tickets. Standing in a soda lane, and everything is buy two, get three free. Now, does the average consumer realize that Mountain Dew has no connection to Coca-Cola, who has no connection to Cheerwine, who has no connection to A&W Root Beer? What happens is that it's buy two, get three free. You have to buy two of the same product of the same family, and then you'll get the three free from the same family. But if you're not part of that circle that understands the separation between the soda war families, Pepsi versus Coca-Cola versus everybody else, then you're going to be totally confused when you get to the register. And this dude was. I mean, he was charged like $80 more than normal.
This is what happens when this particular person on the register freaks out. And she thinks she's doing the right thing, and she hasn't done the right
thing. I don't think she thinks she's doing the right thing. I think she doesn't know what she's doing at all. And mm-hmm. She panics, and she hits buttons. she had bananas ring up, which is a constant occurrence, which anybody that works in a grocery store, that's probably the easiest thing we ring up.
411.
Right. And she always messes up with bananas. And I'm like, we've had to have told her 50 times how to do bananas. And if she, the least little thing that she messes up or doesn't know, she panics. And she double charged that guy $172. He walks up to the desk. We have no idea what he's talking about. Well, I'm here to get my refund. I spoke to the manager who's not here today. And it's like, oh, shit.
That's when I chimed in, because I mean, because I knew the story.
Yeah, well, I'm glad, because none of us knew.
Wow.
You know, and he held on, but he's an elderly gentleman. And so, you know, we're trying to explain, you know, some of those things that come back.
Velvet Taco Friday. This week we're doing what's called the Cuban pig taco. I'm sitting here looking at it right now. It looks like spaghetti on top of it, but I'm told, no, that it's cheese. And it looks like I said, a sheet of ham, which I guess would explain the pig. So it's got pickles on it too?
Mm-hmm.
Still looks like spaghetti. What's it smell like? Oh, wow, that smells really
like
good.
Barbecue.
Yeah. Mmm. The pickles make it.
I really like that a lot.
Wow, that's really good. So does it have barbecue in it?
It's the way they made the pork.
Mmm. I like the way the sauce mixes in with the cheese. It's the oldest trick in the book. A woman comes in late on a Friday night, and she goes, hey, I left my bags here earlier today, and I called up the store manager, Alex, and they said I could just come in and just pick everything up. Do you have your receipt, ma'am? No, I don't have the receipt. Do you know what day that you did this? No, I really don't remember what day I did this, but I'm going to pick up my stuff. No, that's not going to happen, but here's the thing that did happen. Is that as we were talking, and I was explaining to her that she's going to have to come back and talk to a bigger manager on duty or the GM, in walks Alex. Yeah. Did Alex remember talking to this woman? He's never talked to her before. It's the oldest damn trick, man. Transition walk, day number 3 out of 4. My God, it is rainy, cold out here in this forest today. And yet, this is the thing that always shocks me. It's raining, it's cold, and yet the birds are singing. The hawk is flying above our heads today, just doing its loud screeches. And all the little other birds are in full song. It blows me away that we as humans, anytime we face any type of storm, we have to run away. We have to push people away. But not these animals, not in this forest. There's got to be something to learn from this so I can take it into CS. Just spent a few moments with the baker, and they created a Winnie the Pooh cake for a baby shower. And they put a lot of love, a lot of gut, and, you know, an artistic work into it. The person comes in and says, I don't like that. That's not the way that I envisioned it. I really wanted something that, you know, was going to be really kind of special at our baby shower. I mean, this is my very first baby. And he goes, I'm not paying for that cake. All of that energy going into a cake. And then he goes, oh, I wanted more green grass. I wanted more clouds. He was being very rough on our bakers back there. And then I go, wow, have you seen this guy ever here? Yeah, he works on the overnights here at the store. Really? Really? He's treating his coworkers that way? Well, he got the cake free. The above cameras above self-checkout seem to be working. We just busted somebody. Look, the light's blinking. We go over there, and we play the video back, and we look at it and say, yeah, you didn't pay for that sushi. You didn't scan it. Well, what do you mean? Well, we're going to play the video again. You didn't scan it. You just kind of just took it around the scale. Oh, I know why. Because I don't want it. I just changed my mind. People at Cheerios are trying to get on the happy side of people. They've got several different boxes here, different boxes in the way of Cheerios, my BFF, makes my heart happy. My parents, makes my heart happy. There's one for grandma, makes my heart happy. My dog, yeah, makes my heart happy. Family, that's neat. This is very positive on behalf of General Mills and Cheerios. People bringing stuff back always gets underneath my skin. And the reason why, just a good example here, half gallon of milk. She's just talking about how bad the milk is, how it stinks, how the flavor is just horrid. I'm thinking, you know, maybe a little bit of milk is missing because, you know, you get that first taste and it's like, holy crap, this is bad milk. No, more than 3/4 of the milk is gone. Transition walk, day number 4 out of 4. Whew.
The muscles are screaming, baby. We lost an hour of sleep last night. And you know what? That's going to be everybody's excuse today. Oh, I'm not in a good mood because I lost an hour of sleep. Oh, my God. Okay, so we do this every year, twice a year, and we're still going to make it a good reason to not be in a great mood. Sometimes we've got to take the focus off our transitions and get back to just living. Headed into CS. I start today off with a taste test. I've never had sardines before. As old as I am, I've never done sardines. And so they have it up here at the 75% off rack. I had to do it. I had to try my very first sardine. Not bad. I really dig it. I might replace it with, you know, no more tuna fish, more sardines. Plus, it's really good for your body. I think what made the sardines great, two things, 75% off, and number two, the way I mixed it, I like to create things that make people go, ooh. So with the sardines, I dumped them in a bowl, I cut them up immediately, and then I put sauerkraut with it, with some soy sauce. Oh my God. Something pretty special is taking place in the store at this time. About 35 kids from a bus just came in. And of course, you know, I'm the nosy one. I walk up to them and say, hey, what's going on? What team are you guys for? And they go, no, we're from Connecticut. I said, and you represent? And they go, we're here for Habitat. And we're going to buy a bunch of groceries and we're going to take care of your community. So that's what they do. They drive from city to city to city. They're in their upper teens and they do things for Habitat. A very frantic man has just recently approached us. He's looking for a shopping cart. He says his shopping cart has been kidnapped. And he says, look, man, I've been here for an hour and somebody's got my shopping cart. I've never heard of that before. I mean, I've heard of people moving them, but not actually taking a shopping cart. The search for the shopping cart continues. I first saw him when he was over in the deli, and he says, I was just here in the deli area. I walked away to go get some bread, and it was missing. And he says, I've looked all over. I've been over to the bar, not there. I've been up to the front of the store, not there. He says, come on, man. I mean, who would do this? Why would they take someone's cart? Seriously, the mystery of the missing cart.
So you refund the money to the woman because it's not her cart.
Yeah.
And how much was it?
$43.
When along the line did she realize that it wasn't her cart?
After she paid for it and I put the line in the cart.
Yeah.
She goes, this isn't mine. I said, that's the cart you brought up.
And so then you had to refund all that.
All of that.
And then, so the guy just happens to be walking by and that's his thing.
Yeah, he had asked, he came up here earlier and asked me. Yeah. I said somebody could have nabbed it. I'm like, that it happens quite often.
He comes up, that's my stuff.
That's my stuff. I'm like, this is not the first time this woman has done this either. She has done this multiple times.
She does, so she's, wow.
She needs to lay off the bottle.
Wow. All right, we're going to wrap things up this week with a taste test. And I know we started the day off with one, with the sardines, with the sauerkraut and everything like that. But I want to do this one here only because I just bumped into it. It's Reese's Cup. Okay, you know what a Reese's Cup is, right? Well, this one comes with caramel. So a Reese's Cup, which is peanut butter and chocolate, and now there's caramel mixed in with it. Gotta taste this thing. A lot of chocolate. Very thick chocolate. I don't taste the caramel. I taste the peanut butter. My mouth is sticking together like it's got peanut butter in it, but I'm not tasting the caramel at all. Oh, it would have been better if there would have been a lot more. Second bite. Nope. Mm-mm. Ooh, there's a lot of peanut butter in here. My mouth is sticking together.